Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have one of the most amazing human beings you will ever meet. So genuine, so strong, and just so incredibly brave, and what a wonderful human she is. And this person is Jessica Zalewski, one of the strongest people I have ever met in my entire life, is joining us this week, ladies and gentlemen. Jess, thank you so much for being a part of Monday Motivation and taking the time out of your busy schedule to motivate and inspire others.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah. I'm so excited to be here.
Of course, Jess. So you just shared some super exciting news on social media. Can you share with everyone what you have coming up this March of 2021?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to be competing in a beauty pageant. It is the Miss Illinois USA competition, and I'm currently a contestant, and I will be competing under the title of Miss Mount Prospect.
That is so exciting. Look at you repping our hometown.
I hope so. Yeah, that's my biggest dream, is to make all of my friends and family in my hometown proud.
That is so awesome. So what inspired you to do this?
There's been quite a few things that have inspired me to do this. Growing up, my mom has always encouraged me to get out there and share my voice. I've always been a big talker, a big storyteller, much like you. You are very inspirational. And
thank you.
Yeah. And basically, yeah, it's more to get my name out there. And I think the biggest misconception about beauty pageants is that people think beauty pageants are about picking the most beautiful woman on stage, but it's really about the woman who presents themselves the most beautifully, which I think is super incredible because, you know, it's all about positivity and bringing light to other people's lives and, you know, really focusing on what you bring to the table and how you can present that. And in the essence, that is like what beauty is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know actually a few people that have participated in these type of pageants. Obviously, confidence is important when competing in a pageant like this, right? So when did you realize you were confident in yourself, and what were the steps that you took to get there? Did you do a lot of self-care? What did you do, or what would you advise other people to do that maybe are struggling with self-confidence?
Absolutely. I think the biggest hurdle that I had to jump through to gain like ultimate self-confidence is just realizing that I was my only competition. There's no other you in this world. And you've also previously talked about that on your podcast. And it's like, you are so uniquely beautiful. And once you realize that you have so many unique advantages, there's nothing that can stop you, because once you have that winner mindset, and once you decide that like you're going to commit to that goal, you're really your only competition, because
absolutely
there's nothing that can stop you at that point.
Absolutely. And I think especially with society today, it's so important to compare and despair, right? So social media is huge nowadays. And I know teenagers, you know, a lot of them do struggle with that self-confidence. And, you know, it's important that you realize that you are you and there's no one else in this world. You know, you are perfect the way you are. You serve a purpose, and there's a reason why you are put on this earth. So everything you said 100%. Was totally perfect. The next question I have for you is, I know on your Instagram bio, you have mental health awareness activist. Can you share with me what motivated you to, you know, stick up for those that maybe don't have a voice, that are suffering from a mental illness? Is there a story behind it? I know that you've been through a lot, and I just admire your strength. And I think a lot of other people could definitely benefit from your story that you have to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, mental health has been a big part of my life for the past few years. You know, a lot of Mount Prospect even was really hit hard when my good friend Jake Rashore had passed away due to mental illness. And that really sparked me to go and share my voice, because the problem with that is that people feel so alone and when they're in that state of mind. And the reality is that so many people are going through the same thing. And I decided to use my platform on Instagram to share my personal experiences, because I found that the more that I share, you know, almost like taboo personal experiences with people, the more that other people feel comfortable enough to share really, you know, personal, almost like, I don't want to say embarrassing, but things that they wouldn't normally share, because they're like, wow, this girl's so open, you know, like,
absolutely.
I feel like I can go and talk about this thing that is like really weighing heavy on me right now. So that's why I decided to use my Instagram to maybe share something that had happened to me during that week, post a motivational quote about it, and then share a little bit of the story on why that was important to me that week.
Absolutely. Jess, thank you so much for sharing that story. I know a few years back when I heard the news about Jake, I was heartbroken, and just seeing you, you know, continue to inspire and motivate others to never give up and, you know, to show your strength to others is truly inspiring to those that are going through, you know, a tragic loss. With that being said, also, I want to get in a little bit more about that Monday mantra that you have going on. What inspired
you?
I know you have like the mental health, you know, supporting that, but what are your main topics that you love to focus on? Or what is one of your favorite topics that you've loved to focus on?
Ooh, that's a good one. I honestly think it's a little bit abstract, but it's empathy. I think that people really confuse empathy with sympathy a lot. People give sympathy to themselves and to others all the time and confuse it with empathy. But empathy is really, you know, like taking yourself out of your own personal experiences,
right,
and trying to put yourself into somebody else's and realizing, you know, that like everyone has such a wide variety of like trials and tribulations that they've been through. And you have to really learn to not compare your life or your personal tragedies with someone else's, because the worst thing that happened to you is the worst based on your perspective. And maybe you had some really horrible things that happened to you, but somebody else might have had an equally traumatic experience, maybe that
Absolutely.
You would think less traumatic, but you can't compare the two, because relatively speaking, that was the worst thing that ever happened to them. And I think it's just really hard, because even when you hear someone talk about something else, then almost you can be self-deprecating towards yourself and be like, oh, well, I shouldn't be sad because this person has it so much harder than me. When in reality, you just have to, you know, take into perspective both of those ideas and really just learn to give empathy to yourself as well as to others. And it really just, you know, is kind of a catalyst to kindness and understanding of, you know, everyone around you. And
absolutely, Jess, that was perfectly worded, and I totally agree with you on that. I think empathy is so important nowadays, especially with everything going on with COVID. It's just so incredibly important to put yourself in someone else's shoes, right? And like you said, you know, you could think like you're going through the worst thing, but then someone else is going, you know, I think what you said, I can't even rephrase what you said, because it was perfectly worded, and I loved everything that you said about that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course. So Jess, I keep thinking about how you're doing so many amazing things and how you will be participating in this pageant coming up in March. What are you doing to prepare for it? Are you getting excited? What is the pageant? When the day comes, it's sometime in March, I think. It's like March 23rd. What's the date again?
It's March 28th, but I actually just got an email today that it might be pushed back to June due to COVID. So that was actually, you know, kind of a little bit of a damper on my mood. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm just thinking of it as more time to prepare, which means more of an opportunity to allow myself to earn that title.
That is awesome. So is it a pageant? Like when I envision a pageant, I think of like you walking up and down like a runway. Is that what it is? Or what? Explain to us what the day will look like.
Absolutely. There's quite a few different things. There's four areas of categories that you are then judged on. It's interview, evening gown, swimsuit, and then if you make it to the top five, then an onstage question. But it's pretty, I don't want to say abstract, but I mean, they're all subjective. So that's the big thing about competing in a beauty pageant is that you have to really give yourself a good headspace and remember that, you know, because it's not like necessarily a point system.
Right.
It's really subjective and like how things are judged. And so when you prepare for it, that's why you really have to go into it with a mindset, you know, that you have the opportunity to do so. And if like, I don't win this year, then it wasn't my year, but I can always come back next year with new and better material and more stuff to do, like.
Absolutely.
To bring to the world.
Absolutely. So I know did you run for it a few years ago?
I competed for the Miss Illinois Teen USA title.
Okay.
My freshman year of high school. And when I tell you, I am worlds away from that woman that I was then. I can't even explain to you. I mean, I was not confident. I was shy. Can you imagine me shy, right?
No, I remember I will never forget when I met you in like seventh grade in Mr. Lupo's social studies class. And I remember I was like, oh my gosh, she's just so beautiful, both inside and out. You know, you just have this sparkle to you and, you know, never stop what you're doing, Jess, because you are making a difference in so many people's lives, especially with that Monday mantra that you do every Monday. I look forward to that. And, you know, that's just also a good time for some self-reflection, right? Because sometimes when I do my posts, I kind of express how I feel as a human. Or when I pick out my episodes for my podcast, I'm like, what do I think other people could benefit from that, you know, maybe I was struggling with this past week, right? So I really love what you had to share, especially with, you know, the ways that you remained confident throughout all these years. And the last question, actually I have two more questions for you, was...
keep them coming. I'm having so much fun.
Oh, you're doing awesome. Is what do you like to do for yourself on maybe a bad day that you're just, you know, not feeling the greatest, just kind of feeling down? What do you like to do for yourself that maybe others could benefit from?
I think this has to do with, you know, how I revive my energy for sure. But I love being in the water. You know, I always joke with my friends in the summertime that like if there's a pool or a body of water nearby, like I'm in it and I'm swimming. And so in the winter times, I have to opt out to baths, which I never really used to be a fan of. But now I have stocked up on all of my Lush bath bombs.
Yes.
And I get a nice candle in there. And actually that's kind of how I prepare for Miss Illinois USA, because I have a virtual pageant coach and I usually watch her videos, and I'll literally sit in the bathtub for like an hour and a half, and I have a skylight in my bathroom, so it's beautiful natural light.
Oh.
And a good smelling candle, my bath bomb, and my pageant coaching, and I'm just blissful because it's so exciting. I mean, I love to learn, which, you know, obviously school and anything worthwhile is always extremely hard, but nonetheless, I love learning. Knowledge is power. And the more that I learn, the happier that I get, because I just feel, more prepared in any situation that I come to, you know.
Absolutely.
You come with knowledge, I mean, you can't lose.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, that's something you have to look forward to, especially during this COVID pandemic, whether it's moved to June or March or whenever it is. You literally have so much to look forward to, and I am so excited to see all the amazing things that you continue to do. So, Jess, what is one piece of advice you would give to someone who is maybe, you know, just suffering with confidence or mental health or just maybe not feeling themselves during this pandemic?
It's kind of an awkward way to go about it, but honestly, just go to your closest friend or family member and ask them for a few words of affirmation. My dad and mom implemented this really incredible birthday ceremony that they do for me every year, where basically they light my baptismal candle. And it used to just be a family thing. And we would basically say a couple prayers, pass the candle around, and everyone would kind of say like why they love you or why they're proud of you like this year. And somehow one way or another, a few of my friends got trickled into it along the years. And now my friends are just, offended if they're not invited. So it turns into this really big thing. And, you know, I've had, you know, up to like 20 people there sometimes. And I have everyone over there like crying into this candle, telling me how, you know, these wonderful things about me that I would have never, ever expected this person to say. So I've been super blessed about people just being uniquely vulnerable around me, which is really rare in today's time. So if they can, try to go to a trusted person and get some words of affirmation, because the power of words really is just astronomical. And just to feel, you know, that extra boost of confidence from someone that you really care about is going to be just a catalyst to powerful moves in your life.
Absolutely. I remember just back in, I think it was like in high school or middle school, I think your sister or your mom, or maybe you texted me about the little candle thing that you guys
did for your birthday. You participated this year. You did it actually for my graduation.
Yes,
ceremony.
For your graduation. And, you know, I just think that's amazing, especially for other people. If they're going through, you know, they could just use those extra words of encouragement, right? Especially if you're having a bad day and you just go home, or maybe you call a friend or, you know, a cousin or an aunt, uncle, whoever it is. And you kind of just let out how you're feeling. And, you know, I really do agree with those positive affirmations, especially there's a positive affirmation meditation that I love to do. It's on YouTube. And whenever I'm just kind of feeling down in the dumps, I just turn that on. And, you know, like I said, I get in the bath, I light my candles, I got my bath bomb. So I think that it's so important to share those kind words with others. And, you know, random acts of kindness also are super beneficial on a daily basis, you know, whether it's opening the door or, you know, just saying, hey, how are you? Or, you know what, you look beautiful today. You know, just those little kind words can go a long way and make someone's day 100 times brighter. So,
absolutely. And you are the queen of that. And any one of your followers, I'm sure, is so much better because they have you as a role model in their life. And I'm so happy to know you as well, because you're a big role model to me. And those are some things that I'm able to do by just listening to your podcast and following your words of affirmation.
Oh, Jess, you are such a sweetheart. Literally, you are one of the nicest people I have ever met. So genuine. And I am so incredibly proud of you and your strength over the years. So never stop being you. Everyone, go give my good friend Jessica Zalewski a follow on Instagram at Jessica Zalewski to stay up to date with her amazing success stories. Jess, one last quick question for you. How can my listeners support you as you compete for Miss Illinois?
Yes, absolutely. Well, as of right now, you guys can watch the Instagram live of the actual competition. If you do follow me, I'll definitely post updates on how to do that. And then if I am lucky enough to win, then there are voter, they do take into like fan votes at the Miss USA competition. But as of right now, the biggest thing that you could do is just, yeah, if you guys wanted to follow me and follow along my journey, that would be incredible, because I am seeking to be a role model to anyone who is willing to listen.
Absolutely. Well, you are a rock star, and I am sending you nothing but positive vibes. And like I said, never give up, never change who you are, because you are a beautiful soul. And I know that every person on this planet can agree with that. So thank you so much for your time, Jess. I really appreciate it. And keep doing you.
Thank you, Hannah.
No matter what you are going through, keep chasing after those dreams. Have confidence in yourself. Be strong and know that you are so incredibly loved, so worthy, and just so brave. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at HannahB_onAir. And go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B, for some extra positive vibes. Have a wonderful week, everyone.